This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uth rahmatan lil alamin nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim amma ba'd. This is a simple message to my brothers and sisters in Revivers Society. First of all, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you in all of your projects and activities, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you strength and istiqama to maintain the main and the original purpose of the establishment of this society. I do believe the main purpose of this society is to present the true and the correct knowledge and to provide people with that which they need, inshallah, in their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, I really advise you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and to have good intention in whatever you are doing, because if a good intention is not there, all of your efforts and your activities, wallahi, are useless. You will regret when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have good intention, and this intention should be whatever I'm doing, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability to make sure that I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of my efforts. That's number one, good intention. And also, don't be lazy. Remember that there are many brothers and sisters who are in need of what you're doing. You are feeling a thagra. Thagra means a place of ribat. Ribat during the battles is an open area where you are expecting the enemy to come and attack the Muslim community. So usually the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would send some people to go and stay in that place and protect that area so that the enemy would not come and surprise the Muslims with their attack. So you, in Revivers, I believe you are covering this thagra where somebody can approach Muslim community and feed them with these evil attitudes and behaviors and evil things that are corrupting the manners and the behaviors of the Muslims wherever they are. Because you're providing people with the correct and the true knowledge which is based on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to understand that this is amana on your shoulder, that if you present somebody who you know that this person is going to corrupt the aqidah and the tarbiyah and the behavior of the Muslims, wallahi, you are responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. If you are the reason why somebody recognizes a person who is a deviant person and they started taking him as the role model and somebody who to imitate in whatever they are doing, you will be responsible when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must make sure that you are very picky and selective and provide the community with somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and somebody who can guide the ummah and take them to the success and take them to the falah in the akhirah by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask you also to cooperate amongst yourself. Don't engage in anything that can break your unity. This is really necessary. And whenever you are needed, you know, to accomplish a mission, you know, doing any project which is aimed to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single person amongst you should contribute and participate as if you are the leader in this project. We shouldn't say that this is the leader, this is his own project. No, it is our project. For us to make a success, I have to believe that this is my project and it is my responsibility to contribute and to do everything possible to make sure that this project succeeded. So this kind of cooperation and solidarity and unity must maintain. Don't engage in unnecessary debates that will break your unity. Wallah, you will fail in your mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. You have a greater mission, my dear brothers and sisters. The ummah is waiting for you. Don't you ever belittle yourself. Wallahi, what you're doing is so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is benefiting from you and he uses the information he got from any event that you establish, you will get the reward of that event and the reward of anyone who is practicing what they learn. But for you to achieve this, you must make sure that the unity among you is maintained upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obey Allah and obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wala tanaza'u. Don't you ever engage in niza', conflict which are unnecessary that will break your unity. Allah says, if you do that, tafshalu, you're going to fail in your mission. You will never succeed. Wallahi, you will never succeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fa tafshalu, you will never succeed. Wa tadhhabu rihukum, and your strength will be taken away from you. You are strong and you are making a success because you are united. When you entertain anything that will divide you, Allah says, تَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Your strength will be taken away from you. Allah says, وَاسْبِرُوا. So I advise you with the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be patient and cooperative and tolerate each other and cooperate based on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you good and to accept all of your deed and to unite you upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the unity that is based on deviation is not good and it will never bring good to any community. So unite yourself upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain it for you and grant you success in this life as well as the hereafter. Innahu bi kulli jameelun kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.